चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट। स्वीटनर फॉर शुगर इंडस्ट्री बिफोर लोकसभा पोल्स। The sugar mills in the country are in big trouble as they have been choked up with surplus stocks of sugar, low demand in the market and no increment in the minimum selling price. With the bumper production of sugar, the central government is striving to increase the export of sugar to reduce the dues of farmers. India has been aiming to channelize the stocks through exports. Lok Sabha election is around the corner and the crisis in the sugar industry can majorly affect the electoral calculations of BJP as sugarcane growers are one of the major vote banks along with the sugar mills. It was expected that the ruling party will leave no stone unturned to win the confidence of the sugar industry, and in order to achieve this, they would dole out some to assist the distressed sugar industry. In good news to the sugar industry, Malaysia has agreed to import 44,000 tons of sugar from India, which would help to lower the burden of surplus stock of sugar in the country and ultimately will aid the sugar mills and sugarcane farmers. It was expected that if surplus stocks of sugar are not disposed in time, it will lead to further decline in prices in domestic markets and maximize cane arrears before the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. The government has asked domestic sugar mills to export 5 million tons in 2018-19 season to liquidate excess sugar stock in the country. Earlier, Malaysia had shown interest in importing sugar from India, but for this, the condition of duty reduction on the import of palm oil has been laid down, which was executed later on. Recently, Indian Sugar Mills Association in a press release stated that several sugar mills were either not voluntarily willing to export sugar against their allocated export quotas or did not find it viable enough to do so. In a letter written to DFPD, ISMA has asked them to provide financial assistance for those sugar mills who have fulfilled their individual export quotas and willing to export beyond MIAQ given to them. According to ISMA, it was estimated that cane price arrears across the country had reached around 20,000 crore rupees at the end of January 2019.